Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is Friday, September 26th, and it is time for Creation Club with Pastor Worth. Good morning, Worth. Good morning, Pastor Worth.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Hey, there are always all kinds of good topics in matters of creation. What do you have for us this week?
Well, first of all, an announcement. There's a new movie coming out, and it's being promoted by the Missouri Association for Creation and other groups. The movie is called A Matter of Faith, and it's being shown in theaters around the country, a couple here in Missouri that we'll mention in just a minute. A synopsis of the movie is this. A Christian girl named Rachel goes off to college for her freshman year and begins to be influenced by her popular biology professor, who teaches that evolution is the answer to the origins of life. When Rachel's father senses that something is changing in his daughter, he begins to examine the situation, and what he discovers catches him completely off guard. Now very concerned about Rachel drifting away from her Christian faith, he tries to do something about it. And so that's kind of a interesting movie. You can see there's a trailer of it that you can see online now. The movie is opening tonight, actually, at the Cinema One Plus Theater, 1900 Phoenix Center Drive in Washington, Missouri. And you can check out the show times there. And also at the Mid Rivers 14 Cine, that will begin October 17th there. And there are tickets available. If you go to the Missouri Association for Creation website, they tell how there are some reduced price tickets, free and reduced price tickets available. And so some people might be interested in seeing this. A Matter of Faith, a new movie, and you could probably just Google that and find out where it's showing in your area and view it. And I always tell people, keep your filters up in any movie, even ones that are supposedly Christian movies, because
right.
There have been some movies out recently that have had this kind of theme. One, what, God Is Not Dead? I think you and I talked about that a moment ago. And you went to see that one, right?
Oh, it's actually available online now, so we were able to watch it at home. But yes, I did see it not too long ago.
Okay. And some of these get reviewed at the Answers in Genesis website.
Mm-hmm.
And they reviewed that movie and said it's good in some ways, you know, because it presents a Christian apologetic college campuses where there's kind of an anti-Christian worldview, anti-Christian sentiment going on. However, Answers in Genesis pointed out that the God Is Not Dead movie doesn't have a young earth creationist worldview. When they use evolutionary or talk about evolution versus creation, they actually it's a compromising position that still accepts millions of years and some kind of evolution and isn't just a strictly young earth creationist worldview. So if anybody's seen that movie and wants to check out the review, there's a couple of reviews, actually, a review and then a response and then a response to the response at the Answers in Genesis website. And I'm sure they'll be reviewing this movie, A Matter of Faith, too, once it's available in the theaters. So our listeners may want to check that out, but always use your good Christian judgment and compare it to the book, because ultimately that's the final authority for all of us. God's word is the authority, not man's word, whether it's in movies or elsewhere.
And I would assume that it's opening in other theaters across the country today this week as well.
It is. It absolutely is. So wherever you're listening, you know, Google the movie, A Matter of Faith, see if it's showing somewhere near you, and if you're interested, you may see it. And always, you know, review that and then compare to what the Bible actually says. That's always, you know, what we want people to do, because God's Word is the final answer. And so whatever, even movies about the Bible and movies about Jesus, we always tell people, watch it, but, you know, then compare it to the Bible and see how accurately did the movie makers get the message across, or did they tamper with the message?
Absolutely. You can always, it's always interesting when filmmakers attempt a movie. I don't get my hopes set too high, because there have been very few movies that have actually stuck to the text. They might do a good job of at least getting us to talk about the matter of the text or of the scriptures, but how many movies have actually gotten the story right?
There you go. But if there is value in that people who might not otherwise open the Bible might see that, and then it gives us the opportunity to talk to them and get them and ourselves back into the Bible itself to see straight from God's Word itself what is the true story, whether you're talking about creation, whether you're talking about Noah, or whether you're talking about Jesus, because that's the main thing, isn't it? It's all about Jesus, the Son of God, who died for us, who rose again, that we might have that free gift of everlasting life. And if we have a short time today, let's kind of move on to the next thing. You know, many of our friends who are Jewish or Jewish Christians are celebrating the new year. This is the time of year they celebrate Rosh Hashanah. It was in the news, of course, that Rosh Hashanah began at sundown on Wednesday, September 24th this year, continues through sunset this evening. So the first of the high holy days in the among Jews. And what is there a connection with creation? Well, I would say there is, because how do they calculate what year it is for them? Well, this is the year 5,775 since creation, since the creation of the world in the Jewish calendar. And that's kind of interesting, because that ties into the idea that, you know, there is a young earth. That's really what the Bible teaches, is a recent creation, not millions and billions of years. Now, how would the Jews have come up with 5,775 years? And, you know, Answers in Genesis proposes about 6,000 years, give or take. And obviously, the young earth creationist model, first of all, begins with Genesis and takes, for example, that Genesis is history. It's not poetry. It's not just mythology, that it is, you know, historical narrative. It takes for granted that when the Bible in Genesis talks about the days of creation, that the word yom is used in its normal sense. In fact, in the context, it's defined, the cycle of light and darkness, right? There was light, there was dark, God separated light from darkness, that's day one, and, you know, things go from there. So a literal six-day creation about 6,000 years ago is based upon a straightforward reading of Genesis and the account of creation. We realize that in creation, when God created, things happened supernaturally and instantaneously. When God said, let there be, there was, and it was good. It didn't take millions and billions of years from the time when God said, let there be light, for there to be light. You know, it happened instantaneously. So, you know, why would one want to read into the Bible millions and billions of years that the Bible itself does not need or talk about? The order of creation in Genesis chapter 1 is completely different from the evolutionary tale, at least 30 points differ in terms of what was created when, what came to be when. And this is an important point to bear in mind when you're dealing with people who say, well, I believe in millions and billions of years, but I still believe that God is a creator. I believe in the Big Bang. The Big Bang does not fit with the story of creation as it's given in Holy Scripture. It is absolutely contradictory to it. And so, you know, a person who says, I believe in the Big Bang, but I believe the Bible, is straddling the fence and hasn't considered very carefully either the Bible and studied the Bible carefully or studied the evolutionary Big Bang model carefully. When you study them both carefully, you realize they're incompatible. And so why would you do that? Why not take God's word on this?
Just 1 minute, if we can.
Okay. So there are several other points, and if one is interested in pursuing this, there are a number of articles on the Answers in Genesis website to help people understand why one would want to believe in a young earth worldview. There's an article by Terry Mortensen called Young Earth Creationist Views Summarized and Defended. I think that's a very good article. You can find that at the Answers website. And there are many others by Andrew Snelling and others who explain the evidence, both scientific and biblical, that point to a young earth creation. And why do we care about any of this? Why do we care about, you know, young earth and all of this? Because it basically comes back to saying we believe that God's word is the truth. And we shouldn't let Satan begin to undermine our faith in the truthfulness of Scripture in Genesis or anywhere else, because ultimately, from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus. And Satan would look like nothing more than to get us to doubt the truth of God's Word so that we'll doubt the story of our salvation, where God loved the world and gave His Son Jesus to be our Savior. Jesus, who is Himself the Creator, who came into this sin-fallen world in order to rescue us, to redeem us with His blood, that by His death and resurrection we might have the free gift of everlasting life. So we hope our listeners are edified by this. If they have questions, they can check out the Answers in Genesis website, answersingenesis.org, or they can give me a call, and I would be glad to talk to them sometime. We're at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 636-296-1292.
Thanks, Pastor Wirth. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
God bless you.
Thanks. God's blessings to you as well.